Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The University of Nebraska is committed to using our water resources responsibly and as efficiently as possible. Important studies at the university are focused on these goals, and UNL irrigation engineer Derek Heron details a few of these critical research projects on today's almanac.
Some of the ongoing research that we're involved with would be variable rate irrigation. We have a VRI, variable rate irrigation field, up at the Eastern Nebraska Research Extension and Education Center. And we've been doing that for several years. In fact, we did some of our early work there funded by the Corn Board and the Soybean Board together. And that helped us to get started. We've done a lot of work with unmanned aircraft or drones, as well as satellites, to collect data on how the crop canopy is doing and using that data to inform our irrigation management. And so in a perfect world, you have both soil water sensors and data about the crop canopy. One of the exciting things that I've learned over the past few years is that satellite data has become much better than I expected it to. In fact, we're much less dependent on the drone data for our research because the quality of the satellite data has improved. One of the things that the satellite data is most helpful for is to estimate the amount of crop water use. It keeps track of how that canopy is growing, which directly impacts the amount of water use. And I've noticed that multiple industry products now are more and more incorporating that satellite data into the services that they offer. So that's been really exciting to see. Another area of research up at NREC is putting sensors specifically on the center pivot itself, on the pivot lateral pipeline that goes across the field. The idea is it's a moving robot. It's a free robotic platform that we already have available, so let's install sensors on it. And we weren't the first ones to do it, but we were excited about it, wanted to try it here in Nebraska. We worked with some USDA scientists from Texas, and the sensors that I think have the most potential to be useful for irrigation on the pivot are infrared thermometers. So we mounted several of those infrared thermometers, and those thermometers tell us the temperature of the plant, and just like I get hot when I'm not drinking enough water, the plant canopy temperature rises when it's under water stress, and so we can detect that. So the strategy is, in real time, as we're irrigating the field, to be assessing whether that canopy is under stress or close to stress, and to use that to inform our irrigation management. That's more difficult than using the satellite data that I talked about to estimate crop water use, so we still need some development on that, but that's one of the things that the industry is looking into, is mounting these sensors on the pivot and using that real time for data analysis. Another area of research that we have going on has to do with using artificial intelligence, or AI, to analyze the different data sources that we have. In particular, we use machine learning. That's the particular math in the AI that we're looking into. But the idea with that is we have more types of data than we did before and larger amounts of data. So it's a tool for us to process large volumes of data and get to irrigation recommendations. And so this last summer, we were successful in using our own machine learning model to recommend to us when to irrigate in our research field. And we're continuing to develop the model, of course. But that is a really exciting technology. We think that could also be incorporated into industry products. And industry is also doing some of their own work on it, of course. But that's something to keep an eye out for in the upcoming years as those products become updated with that AI technology.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.